Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians. I'm your host, Salar Monela. And today I have one of the best topics that I want to talk about, and the topic that keeps coming up being the problem for many humanitarians who transition. And the topic is breaking the ceiling. And this is a topic that I have talked in my posts in different ways. I have gotten a lot of feedback from it, and I feel like I have never really like sat down and put together an episode of how do we know these are the ceilings, right? So what it is that is a ceiling that we're talking about? How do we know that that's what we're bumping against? Why do we need to talk about it, or why do we need to break those ceilings? I will also give you lots of examples of how I have done it in my life, unintentionally and intentionally as well, and how I'm helping other humanitarians do the same. And then, of course, what to do about to break the ceiling specifically. So first, let's get started as to defining what is your ceiling. And I would love for you to do that same with your own life as to recognizing or understanding what will be a ceiling for you, right? So the way that I'm just defining ceiling is basically a desire that we want to have, but we believe that's not within our reach, or we believe that it can be done and other people have done it, only we believe we cannot do it, right? So it's physically, like, according to the laws of physics, it's possible to do, but maybe it hasn't been done before, or other people are doing it, but we haven't done before, and it feels like a limitation or ceiling, or like the tap or cap that we have, and we feel like we cannot go beyond it. Now, once we like really understand what specifically is the ceiling, then we can start looking at, okay, what can we do about it? But a lot of the time, I believe that we don't even recognize this is a ceiling that we're going against, and we don't know what to do with it, right? So that's why a lot of the time humanitarians tell me the ceilings that they go against, or they bump against it, but they don't really recognize as such as a ceiling, is, for instance, whether they can change their professions from a humanitarian to a private sector, or being their own boss, for instance, right? So that's a ceiling because they feel like it can be done. I have seen other people do it, except I don't think I can do it, right? So that would be a ceiling. Another common ways that ceilings occur is that we feel like we cannot really go for a job that pays X amount of money. We are so used to being paid this way, right? Or we cannot really make the money that we want outside of this context. So therefore, we need to stick to doing what we are currently doing, even though that's not what we desire, because of the ceiling. Now, once we know what it is that the ceiling that we are looking at and what we are wanting to break, what we want to then understand is, why would we do that? Because breaking a ceiling might be very challenging, and therefore, before we actually go upon that journey, we may need to understand why we want to even do that, right? So I came up with, let me look at my, yes, four reasons why I believe we should continuously break ceilings. And if you feel like that resonates with you, go for it, take it and use it. But I would love for you to also find your own reasons for why it would be important to break the ceilings that you have identified, right? So get specific as to what ceiling that is, and then get specific about how you are going to break it, which we'll talk in a minute, but most importantly, why would you do that, right? So here is the first thing, is that one of my values in life is freedom, and I love being free in anything I do, in anything that I live by, or whatever I do, right? So the impact that I want, I always want to have the freedom to choose, have the freedom to do whatever I want to. Now, if I'm going for that freedom, that will always require me to be breaking the ceiling of what's possible in life, because I just feel like going and abiding to the rules and doing all the things the way that people have always done it feels like not aligned with who I am and who I want to be, right? So therefore, I don't want to be the person who keeps limiting herself. And therefore, breaking the ceiling will always be my thing that I will continuously doing no matter where I am. The next thing is we always believe that if we like keep avoiding breaking ceilings, if we just keep doing the thing that we've always done, we believe that things are somehow easier than breaking the ceiling because breaking the ceiling might feel very challenging, very uncomfortable, at times even disappointing and failing. And it feels so difficult for us to go through. And therefore, we just feel like the comfort zone that we already know is easier, except that I have seen this so many times over and over, it never is. It never is easier to do the things that we have always done because we will have other problems to solve there, right? So other problems might be how do we deal with our boredom of doing the same thing over and over again, or how do we deal with frustrating colleagues or toxic environments, whatever. Those are very hard too. So therefore, which one actually is easy is debatable. So I always feel like I want to invest my time and energy in solving the things that will get me somewhere that I want to versus keep doing the things that I actually know that even if I solve it, nothing's going to change. The third reason why I believe we need to be breaking the ceiling is because, I don't want to miss out on living the life exactly the way I want to. And if I don't break the ceilings, my brain will want me to just stay where I am, stay comfortable, stay doing the things, even though that's not what satisfies me, what fulfills me, but just keep doing those things, except that that's not how I want to live my life. I don't want to live my life where things are okay or fine, or I just do things, or I don't really care how it's done as long as it's done and I'm getting paid. I don't like that type of life, right? So therefore, I don't want to miss out on the life that I want to, and the life that I want to live is always on the other side of breaking that ceiling, I find. So therefore, the more we grow and come to a ceiling, then we need to break or continue in that growth level. But that growth level at some point gets so difficult to endure because we have outgrown that environment, right? So that's why I don't want to be missing out on living a life where it will require me to break those ceilings. And the last point that I think is the most important for many people to be breaking the ceiling is so that we can feel how we are more powerful than the environment that we're in, how we're more powerful than any circumstances that are given to us, right? So the saying that I like, excuse me, the saying that I heard recently is that champions create whatever results they want despite conditions. And many people just don't achieve anything because of the conditions, right? So we can always choose whether we allow our conditions or circumstances that we're in. We always choose whether we allow them to stop us from for going for what we want to, or we continue creating the results and realities that we want despite whatever the conditions that we're in. And therefore, I feel breaking the ceiling gives us so much muscle into trusting so much ourselves and our journey and our desires and go all the way until the end without even allowing any of the obstacles and problems get in the way. So therefore, I love training that muscle. And I feel like breaking the ceiling allows me to do that exactly. Now, the reason I'm looking at this is I have my notes written down, so I want to just check with my notes so that I don't derail and I don't forget the important things. So now I want to give you some of the examples of what ceilings I have actually broken and intentionally and unintentionally as well, right? And then I will also give examples from my clients' lives that I have helped to break those ceilings so that they can also live the life they want to. And The list that I want to start with is the unintentional. And the reason why I'm saying it's unintentional is because at the time, it didn't feel like I was doing this intentionally. It was more like, how can I get away from being married or arranged marriage by my parents? And how can I get away from it? And how can I just study and do things that I want to, instead of following the societal norms that my parents wanted me to, right? So therefore, it somehow is an unintentional way, but it was like an escape route, if you will. And I want to then share also why I'm doing this is because unintentional is like breaking of ceilings, I find, as well as intentional ways, they all have things in common that I have observed and analyzed. So that's why I want to share both of the versions, and how it all comes down to several things that require us to do to break the ceilings. So some of the two ways, I think big ways that I have broken the ceiling that I am very grateful for all of my life is the first time is when I went to Germany to with a scholarship. That was, I think, the biggest break that I was able to make. That took me a lot of hard work, a lot of humiliation, a lot of disappointment for how I was not qualified and how I didn't have money to go attend the exams, how it took me ages to do that, and all of the effort that I was making without ever even knowing whether they will even take me or not, but I just kept going for it anyway, right? So that's the unintentional way. It's like I just felt like I have nothing better to do than at least do this, and I'm going to do everything within my power to get to getting the scholarship, right? The other one that is very unintentional, but I think it still made me so much more of the professional and mature person that I am today is working for United Nations. And at the time, it was one of those things that people from my background, people who hadn't have any experience before, right? Just coming out of university, it felt like it's an impossible thing to penetrate. It's impossible to get into. You would need to, I don't know, have connections and have people to support you. That's what I used to hear from other people, except then when they announced the job offer for a volunteer position, I took it immediately and I went in and I prepared myself and I did all of the things. And then I got that job that felt like breaking the ceiling, right? So for someone with my background who had no connection or no way to know how UN works and all of this, except me studying about it and then getting the job that felt like breaking the ceiling. Now, I want to share with you some of the intentional ways that I try to break ceilings, and some of them are especially after the transitioning that I have done as well. So you can see how there might be other examples that may resonate with you more as to what is possible, right? So one of the first things that I really focused on, I feel, without really even maybe being aware of, but then realizing that no, that's important to me, which is having a relationship, having any relationship where it did not involve any violence, any physical violence, mental, emotional abuse, that it didn't involve any of these. And this was, I think, one of the biggest ceilings that I tried to break, and I was very successful at. And I think I am the only person in my family who did not experience any violence. And I mean, as an adult building relationship, right? Because when I was a child and growing up, I experienced all kinds of violence, watching my parents get fighting and my father beating my mother, all of that I have witnessed, and that's how I grew up. But the way that I have decided for myself that I no longer want to be the person who experiences violence, physical or emotional, in any relationship. I feel like I was very successful at doing it, and I feel I'm the person, the generation from my family, especially from my women's side. I'm the only person who is living life without violence for the first time, and I feel very proud of it. Now that's a big breaking the ceiling, right? Because I felt like the ceiling at the time was everyone was violent, and I know I just need to continue that cycle. And then I thought, no, I don't want to do that. If that's going to be the path, I don't even want to build a relationship. And thankfully, not only I was able to build relationships with amazing people, but also in a way that it does not involve any violence. Now, the intentional breaking the ceiling, especially after transitioning into 2021, the biggest, I think, ceiling that I have broken that I feel very proud of, and also I help my clients achieve, which is replicating our UN salary at high level, whether it's P3, whether it's P4, P5, D1, whatever it is, the salary that we are accustomed to, that allows us the lifestyle that we want to, or doing the projects we want to, that I was able to replicate with my transitioning, or after my transitioning, doing something else that I love while being with my loved ones. And I think that is the biggest ceiling that I always continue being proud of and continue talking about it so that other people can see how this is also possible. The other one that I think that I don't really paid much attention to at the time, but I still wanted to break the cycle or the ceiling of being someone who can invest in things big. Even though I didn't have a contract, or I didn't have a monthly income coming in type of situation, right? Because I was in my transitioning journey, I was replicating my salary, and still I didn't have a formal employment, except that I was my own employer, right? And at the time, I immediately invested in a property, and I actually ended up buying that property. And and I have never invested in property in my life before as well. So therefore, when I invested in that property, knowing that it will not be the situation where I will be having income every month and then paying every month. But even then, I decided, no, I want to be the person who makes bold investments, but also bold investments because she trusts herself and her ability to make this happen no matter what. Right. And therefore, I invested in the property, and I have it now. And since then, I was able to invest in other businesses. And I feel very proud for having done that, having trusted myself so much, and breaking the ceiling of, in order to buy a property, you need to have a contract, or you need to have a monthly income, all kinds of thing. I was able to break that. Now, when I was helping, or when I'm helping my clients break these ceilings, there are lots of different examples, but the examples that I always talk about that are very vivid is where I help humanitarians go from humanitarian to non-humanitarian sector, be it government or be it private sector, right? And them feeling like it's impossible, how am I going to even do that, to actually getting that job and doing it. So that would be one of the biggest ways that we can break the ceiling. And another ceiling that we have broken so many times is how being humanitarians who were thinking about how can we even make 2K a month, USD, right? To being the humanitarians who now make 20K, 30K, 50K, even going to millions, 50K USD per month, by the way, and going to millions, and how we were able to break that ceiling of what is possible and going for it, right? So therefore, you can see that it is such an interesting topic in terms of what is possible if we know how to break it, right? If we know how to not allow our own fear brain to stop us from going for what we want. Now let's talk exactly about that. Is how do we recognize and also what do we do when our brain says this is a limitation, this is you cannot do beyond, and therefore it wants to stop us. What can we do? Then let's talk about that. So first, when we recognize that this is a limitation, we may be saying things like, well, I can't really do that, or I wish, but I couldn't. Some version of limiting ourselves, right? So that's usually where we notice that this is a ceiling for us and we believe we can't really go beyond it. Or another way that's similar to this is, I don't believe I can do that. I don't believe it's possible for me. I can see other people are doing it, but I don't think I can do that. Or it's not me, or I don't see myself as a business person or an entrepreneur. This is another ceiling that many people have, and therefore we don't even allow ourselves to go and try something different, right? So that would be where you notice first. The other one that, of course, we notice immediately is when we are afraid of something, right? So when we're afraid of something, then we feel like that's a ceiling for us and we can't really go beyond it. So the way that you may experience it in going for promotions or when other people offer you a job that is higher than what you usually do and you feel like, oh my God, can I really do this or not? And waking up with anxiety of whether you are able to do this job or not, that is where you know that this is a ceiling that you need to understand and break through this. Now let's talk about what to do when this happens. And I wanted to, excuse me, share with you from both of my unintentional as well as intentional way of breaking ceilings, what were the crucial elements that helped me break through that? Excuse me. Right. And one of the first thing that I want to share with you, which probably you may not have expected, which is being naive or delusional a bit. And I think this is something that many people have difficulty with. They, in fact, try to work around so that they no longer are naive or delusional. And I can understand why they would do that. But at the same time, think about it. This is another way of us believing in fantasy or us believing in imagined outcome or what we'd like, and then going forward anyway, even when every evidence suggests otherwise, right? And therefore, our brain wants to be very realistic or logical or rational about things, which is very understandable, except that when it comes to our desires that we want to create, those exact faculties that we have may not always help us. So therefore, being a bit naive or believing that what if it's possible and keep working towards it will make it more inevitable and possible, because then we start convincing ourselves of how and what if that was possible, and then keep going for it. Right. So that's why one of the big elements, I think, in my breaking through or breaking the ceilings experiences, me believing in something that everyone would say impossible was, I think, the biggest ingredient. And what we want to do is we want to take that naive and believing in the magic or believing in the impossible, whatever it is that feels so out of your reach, believing and then growing that belief with your other convictions of what if you are the person who can do this, you have done this in the past in other contexts, what if this, what if that, and then you keep convincing yourself until you get to that place where it becomes such an inevitable thing to do, right? So that would be the first thing that I would like to encourage to do, is feeling like, okay, if I'm feeling delusional and naive about this, what if that's okay? Because that's what it requires for you to get there. The second one that is, I think, such a crucial skill that we need for many, many other things that we want to, not only in this context, is recognizing which emotion we would be avoiding if we didn't go for it, and then going through that emotion anyway, right? So, for instance, if we are replicating the salary and going for a higher amount than we are used to currently, and then our fear will tell us, oh, you're not going to be able to do that, you're going to fail at it. Who do you think you are? Everyone else is struggling with this. Why would you think that you will be able to achieve it? All of that fearful type of emotions that will keep us not even daring to go for it, right? So instead, what we want to understand is, okay, is this the fear that we are avoiding, or shame that comes after failing, whatever it is? Let's experience, let's be willing to experience and go through that anyway. Because once we do that, and once we get so good at it, then no other obstacles become an obstacle for us, right? So therefore, I really love this idea of, okay, whatever it is, the emotion that we're avoiding. So a lot of the times, for instance, we avoid being humiliated, we avoid being disappointed, therefore we don't even try. Versus, what if I know how to handle humiliation, how to handle disappointment, and still go through it and still learn how to get to what I want? That is how you break the ceiling, right? And the third one is committed and persistent action, right? And that is, I think, something that we often have difficulty keep doing, because we just keep doubting about whether it's possible, whether we're delusional. What if we're delusional? What if something does not come out of it? What if it will all be in the end in vain, all the efforts that we're putting in? All of this then keeps us getting away from breaking the ceiling and keep being where we are currently. And therefore, what we want to always think about, okay, how can we commit ourselves to gaining the ability to break the ceiling, even if in the end we I don't know, we didn't get the thing first time, the second time, whatever it is, but we still kept learning the skill of breaking the ceiling, so that later it becomes such a no-brainer thing to do, right? So I will give you an example of breaking the ceiling that I think I told you about in some of the other episodes briefly, where after transitioning with my Kyrgyz passport, it's not always easy to go to countries that I want to visit. For instance, United States of America, right? And they have a lot of harsh rules about who can go and how much money you need to have in the bank account and whether you need to have a contract and all of this. And at the time, of course, after transitioning, I didn't have a contract, but I had my own company, right? And with that company, with the amounts and the money in the bank, I was so worried whether I will even get the visa or not. And this would limit me highly in my ability to travel and do other things. So at the time, my brain would tell me that, well, you, what are you going to lose by, going to, by like stop going to US? Why are you trying to why are you trying hard to go and get this visa anyway, right? And at the time, it would be very easy for me to just say, oh yeah, it's true. It's not like I'm gonna go to US a lot. If I'm not gonna go, my life will not stop, obviously, right? So I could just stop there. But then, because I was so good at breaking the ceiling already of visa situation with so many other countries, that I was just so sure that I'm gonna get this visa no matter what. And in fact, I ended up applying for getting an appointment at the US Embassy in Central Asia. I ended up like going to so many countries in Central Asia trying to find out which one will give me an appointment, and not getting the appointment. And at some point, I went to Italy, and then I went to, I don't remember which other country. And then at some point, I found out in Poland that they would be giving the appointment, and noticed that this was when I didn't have any guarantee that whether this will even work, right? Whether they will even take my company's name and the funds that I had, whether that will be sufficient for them to be even giving me visa. But I was so convinced and sure that I will get the visa that I went to Poland, to Krakow, with a bus, on a bus, 14 hours of journey, because I couldn't get the flight ticket because it was a short notice thing. And I went there. I waited, I think, 2 days, and then I got the visa. And at that time, I realized that because I was so good at breaking the ceiling before, I was just like feeling unstoppable and saying, no, I'm gonna do this no matter what. And that's why now that think about it, when I think about, for instance, breaking any other ceiling that I may have, because I have done this so many times in the past, I have done the breaking the ceiling of how much money I can earn in life, what I can do in life, what impact I can do in life, how I can live with my loved ones. I have broken all of those ceilings, so therefore for me it feels like no-brainer that I can do this as well, right? So therefore the more we accumulate our ability and our awareness of how we are breaking ceilings, this time and the next time and the next time, then it will become such a no-brainer thing to do that your life becomes so much freer, so much more fulfilled, so much more full than when we keep limiting ourselves of what we cannot do and how we cannot do, and this is not possible and that's not possible, and then feel a lot of the suffering that comes from those limitations. So that's why, my dears, I would love to invite you to break the whatever the ceiling you have with me as part of my group coaching. That is my lifetime of support that I'm providing to all humanitarians who want to get ready to transition, who want to break whatever the ceilings they have, so that they can go to whatever they want to in life, whether the impact is important, whether it's a family or a career or all of them altogether. I would love to help you get there. So join me. The deadline for joining is 31st of January. And come to a consult with me through social media, or email me at sl@complaintfree.life for consults, so that we can get you to join the group coaching. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful week. Bye.